Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dally Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, yeah. Where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT Duper. Pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a random week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestling.
What's your favourite, Sidge? Of the four? My SmackDown too. It used to be Wembley. I've moved on to SmackDown now.
What's going on? I can hear some noises over there.
Well, maybe it's certain someone trying to get in who could be making an appearance a little bit later on. And just landing the...
script is in the walls.
But as I said, anyway, I'm joined by Hamflett and Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT tonight and major developments regarding the Iron Survivor Challenge. Lots of legends attending who are going to be helping with the selection of the participants. You've got Shawn Michaels.
Hey.
You got Molly Holly.
Hey.
You got X-Pac.
Yeah.
You've got Alundra Blaze.
Hey.
And you've got Road Dogg.
That big.
So, just to reiterate...
What's going on over there? I'm going to just continue the podcast. He's making noise outside the studio.
I think Phil's doing some tech stuff.
Yeah.
Iron Survivor Challenge, very complicated, but basically, at the end of all that, they get a shot of the titles, don't they? Both men's and women's.
Is it that complicated?
I don't know. I'm looking at a page worth of rules here, but maybe it's just the usual. Five superstars.
I would argue, right... And I would argue this based on the fact that neither me nor you during the live stream of Survivor Series knew the exact rules, that War Games is more complicated because of changing amounts of time between the time the combatants come in the ring, the fact that they have matches to determine what's going to be the order and when exactly you can even score a finish, and indeed how you can win a match, because it used to be surrender only and now there can be pinfall submissions and the like. We talked about this when they first announced it. It's not that complicated, really, but it is brand new.
Is it sort of an Iron Man 5 way, but in 25 minutes?
Well, it's an Iron Man 5-way scramble King of the Mountain, which does make it sound complicated. But new stipulations are hard to arrive upon without them sounding complicated, I think.
Do you know what my take on this is, right?
Go on.
And I hope we've not been guilty of this, because I think we've been fairly reasonable about the stipulation.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the quote-unquote convoluted...
Oh, there's a logic gap we've picked upon.
Yeah. I'm not bothered about the rules and people's ability to comprehend them. The logic gap is, whoever comes in fourth and fifth, is that a disadvantage?
Yeah.
This would be almost perfect. Check out this quintessential Sidgwick take. Bloody perfect if it was an AEW, this. Imagine, Iron Survivor Challenge in AEW with the... top five ranked men's competitors and women's competitors, right? If you're number one, you get to start the match and you get more time to rack up pinfalls. If you're number five, you obviously ain't number one, but you've won a lot. You deserve entry into the match. You don't have as much time to score those pinfalls, but God damn it, you get the opportunity because you've worked hard all year. This is more sporting than AEW's been in a little bit of a while, because you get people judging, oh, he's had some wins, or he's taken X amount of finishes to be put away. The only problem is the logic gap. My take generally on this, and remember when people were keeping spreadsheets, there's been 83 people on AEW television. There were this many people wrestling. Their managers were outside. The commentators were there. They interfered in the post-match. And they were saved when the other person was interfered. 83 people. That's what the problem with AEW is. That's not why it's beating WWE. There's 86 fucking people on these shows, and it's too many people for Johnny fucking Moron to keep up with. What was the biggest show of the last 10 years?
What the...
Just in general, the biggest show. Drama. What?
Monday Night Raw?
It's generally the biggest cultural phenomenon in television. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember half the characters' names.
Yeah. Yeah.
I genuinely couldn't when I was watching it, but I was like, I recognise you, because I'm not a goldfish.
So I was trying to work out which Brit Res company it was that John Morrison worked for when he was called Johnny Moron.
Yeah. Even though now you've reminded me, that is his name.
Yeah.
I still knew what his character was. I could still infer from his acting performance what he was there for. I could keep track of the plots, if not the names. And I was like, how many characters from Game of Thrones? What, 300, 200? Loads. Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely bloody loads. I don't think that was a problem for wrestling not getting those 6 million fans back from 1999, actually.
And as well.
Anyway, wrestling fans aren't as thick. The YouTube commenters are. The knobheads on Twitter are. That's a small sample. We should never gloss over as a small sample, okay? How many awesome fans did we meet in Cardiff, Wales?
Yep.
In Cardiff, Wales, we met so many good wrestling fans. Clever ones with whom we shared really nice debates, right? Stop patronizing wrestling fans. WWE does it. AEW's got a terrible habit of doing it this year as well. People can understand the rules of this match just fine.
You didn't tell me you were masturbating in Wales. Anyway, let's pick the...
Debating, having mass debates with fans. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
He is an asshole.
Put it there, I'll knock it out of the goddamn park.
The thing about the wrestling fans being stupid as well, WWE for years, through the commentary, the elimination of pronouns, pal.
You must climb the ladder, retrieve the briefcase from the carabiner, and then you will retrieve the contract, and that will entitle you to a title shot at any
title opportunity
at any time of your choosing.
My brother, Jimmy Uso, of the Undisputed Tag Team Champions, the Usos, on SmackDown on Friday.
My dad... Rey Mysterio.
Right. All that sort of stuff was designed based on the idea that wrestling fans were thicker. Far more so than this, because it's an audiovisual feast. You get the match taking place, you get the commentators calling the action, and I'm assuming you'll get like live scores. So the points, people get a bit rattled by points in wrestling. It's not a common occurrence. And even in something like the G1, it's not like the points are splattered up on screen.
Yeah.
You might have a league table at the very end, but it's not like they're there in the middle of the matches. It's not that difficult to just have the names of the graphics. We've seen it with Iron Man matches and it works just fine. Have the graphics, the five names in the corner.
They almost certainly will.
Yeah. And one thing I do love, and I've missed it since, TNA faded from relevance ultimately, because they still run King of the Mountains all the time. The penalty box thing, I said it then and I'm still thinking now, is a really awesome device.
Yeah.
Pinfalls matter. You do not want to be getting pinned, otherwise you're out of the opportunity to score more points. That was the principle of why it was good in King of the Mountain. Anyone, as we saw with MJF and the Joker, Andrade could have just won the match. And then MJF's got into all that trouble and it was for naught. Because he wouldn't have even got a chance. If you haven't got your pinfall, you're not worthy of gaining points, hanging the belt up, whatever it is. It's a good thing to have stolen. Like, I'm looking forward to
the way the bloke in TNA said penalty box.
Penalty box. Well. Fights in the penalty box when two rivals end up in there at the same time in that small confined space. There's like genuinely enjoyable elements to this. And I'm like the scramble was a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine because 2008 was just the era of zero experimentation with anything. WWE proper coasting with the blandest era of talent ever and a bunch of storylines that meant nothing and John Cena phoning it in. And then you could have things like an interim champion over the course of a 20-minute race of a match. It was fun. I remember it from that era and you remember so little from it.
Could have been Brian Kendrick.
Interim champion, the Brian Kendrick, was a meme for a long time.
Yeah.
Ain't no meme no more.
Oh.
So who do you think is going to be involved in this? I think from the graphics that I've seen, big things tonight on NXT, one would assume people like, I know he just lost a title match, but when's that ever stopped anyone? Like Melo, you'd put Melo in there for something like this.
If he's still on NXT, yes.
He should go in fifth.
Yeah.
To avoid the optics of him losing upwards.
Tony D?
Tony D, if he's fit. Stacks, if he's not, I would say.
Or as a representative.
Building up a bit of a winning streak at the moment.
Shame he's not turned up yet, because we could ask him if he's high on the thought. But ultimately,
Von Wagner?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I just say as well, I like the idea of judges doing it. In lieu of a ranking system, right? The idea of judges, and I'll take Sean Waltman's word over anyone's, certainly Road Dogs.
I don't want him to leave the f***ing building for about 6 months so we can maybe fix this show. Like, imagine developing some talent while you're there. Please, stick
the
around.
The ultimate guy who's the barometer of talent maybe should have a job at the talent development factory. Just saying. Just saying. The judges deciding.
God, I owe you a point.
I was about to say, cheers, Michael Hanfler. He said to me earlier, I'm really sorry about swearing on the Raw review. If I swear between now and Thursday, I'll buy you a pint.
One podcast later. The judges.
I blame how much I love X-Pac for that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hope that I will not be made a fool of with this, because the copy will be so boilerplate, right? Especially when Road Dogg on Twitter has no credibility in this role as a judge, because he has just agreed with the take of Disco Inferno, saying that 95% of wrestlers don't know how to get themselves over. Oh my God.
He won't understand this match, because in this match, wins and losses matter.
Yeah. So,
he's not us. He's confused.
So he'll have no credibility. But ultimately, the idea is sound of a respected senior veteran can put over the talents who they decide should go in the match if they all get to pick one. Because that's, I think, the way it's going to go.
I would assume, yeah.
There's five judges and five spots. Then that's the get put over before they even do anything.
We're talking about this like it's an earnestly good thing. They've thought about the snip. They've thought about the judges, the element of it. Like, people aren't just going in at random. This is all very good.
I just wish five performers started all at the same time.
Rather than maybe picking our selections then, can I give you a performer that I think's going to be in the match and you tell me which one of the five's going to pick them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good game.
Joe Gacy. Feels like he has to be. He's not lost. Basically, he's not lost for ages and he's got this.
Early Joe Gacy. Road Dogg wouldn't pick him because he was like, oh my God, that liberal snowflake ain't getting in this match. Maybe I'll get cancelled.
Shawn Michaels picks Joe Gacy. He just say, like, this guy's always talking about wanting to come and sit at the learning tree. I respect that around here.
Do you respect that? Because I do.
Because I do.
Honestly.
He's a Shawn Michaels guy, Joe Gacy.
I'm with you on the whole Road Dogg thing. If he says Tony D, I'm changing my opinion. I'm going to be like, I can't believe I'm about to do this. Road Dogg.
Hey, you all right?
No, he isn't.
No, okay, fair enough.
I think Shawn Michaels is like, I'm going to go with Joe Gacy. That
4D chess you just played. Oh, God. I'll get you a pint if I swear again. Just so you can tell Adele off. You wouldn't believe this, right? But I have to go for a pint after work.
It is 4D chess, but for a totally different reason. So I can do this. I can say, that girl that Joe Gacy's hanging around with, not sure about her. I think her grandma was a I think I said that in the 90s, actually. Google it.
Before we move on, I'll give you one of the female performers who I think is probably going to be in it. Cora Jade.
Yeah, without doubt.
Medusa, because she dropped a belt in the trash.
Oh!
I hope they haven't forgotten that.
LTST.
Who's Medusa?
Alundra Blaze.
Thank you very much.
God.
These are those sort of names, Randy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk about the rest of this show. Sitch, what's next for Dijak and Skrubach?
Dijak.
Please make them a team. Oh, can you even imagine?
Dijak is going to continue to, perhaps even unwittingly, well, everything he does is unwittingly dress up like the man who he thinks he's better at than, in an ironic hell punishment. He looks like the cleaner in late 2015. And it's hilarious because he looks like the Wish version of the cleaner.
Cleaner got me into New Japan, so maybe this will bring a bunch of new people to NXT.
Potentially. He hopefully doesn't botch his finish this time. He's obviously targeting the NXT North American Championship, and he can say something like, there's no justice. I'm a 6'5" machine in this little bitch. He isn't a wrestler. I'm a wrestler. I don't know. Okay, I don't really care. All I know is that he's going to say some random assortment of what I would describe as synonyms of beat up that Triple H thinks is cool. I'm going to annihilate Wesley. I'm going to eviscerate Wesley.
I've beaten guys called Lee in the past. I'll do it again. Oh, is that the one thing that people are still talking about that they liked about you? Mm-hmm. I think so.
Are they still actually not talking about it though, Dijak?
No.
Sad Dijak.
No.
Sad Dijak. Can't wait. I was going to say Derek Dijak, but we're there now. That's what this era is.
Could he feud with Tony D over who the real Dan is?
He's already feuding with Wesley. He just wants to get.
He just wants to do Don.
I don't even want Tony D on this show. Goddammit.
Scripts has to have new attire.
They have, like I say, he has to have new attire. The listening company, but come on, everyone went, what is this? And also, maybe some connection to the character. I've seen tease for the last 6 weeks, eh? Because there's no connection right now.
You like that meme, don't you? That, like, our expectations were low, but holy, like, that script's coming out, isn't it? That Krusty the Clown.
At a minimum, needs new gear. It is an absolute disgrace how that appeared on a WWE production. I'll say nothing else other than sometimes it can look exceedingly cheap and garish, right? But only by accident. This looks like it's shindy stuff, this.
Yeah.
Like, WWE looks cheap and garish in its own ironically expensive way, if that makes any sense. This looks so low rate. It is scarcely believable.
I would say he's been concentrating more on his words than his actions, but then I've heard his rhymes.
Yeah, I know.
Case, so.
Scripts.
We've got a bit of time, haven't we?
It's time to play the game!
And that is, which one of, I've got the, I've got the roster page in front of me, so which one of, either person that could face, of the roster is going to face either Dijak or Scripps tonight. Michael Sidgwick, I'm scrolling through the roster page right now. It's the AEW roster page, the NXT roster page.
If we land on a person, we can pick if they're going to fight Dijak or Scripps.
Yeah.
Stop. Two.
Odyssey Jones.
Okay. Yeah. I feel nothing.
Who would you prefer? What combination is better? He's a biggish guy. Dijak.
Dijak.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, get like the Dijak is like really hard thing over.
I can beat big guys, so I can beat little guys. Yeah. Stop.
Didn't he, he might be in a feud with Von Wagner. Didn't he come to the save of Blade and an OVO boys last week?
Von Wagner party liaison.
Right, okay, sorry, I was going to do it. Go again.
WrestleMania night, where are the girls at?
oh, come on.
Stop. Two.
Jagger Reed.
Good Christ.
Jagger Reed and Scripps.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Scripps is going to have his first interaction with the DAA.
Now, right next to Jagger Reed, by the way, on the roster page. Man, I'm very excited to see more of tonight. Big body heavy.
Yes. Another promo from there. I think there. Ooh, I wonder if.
Could do more Von Wagner stuff after this. I'd love him.
I wonder if he tries to take out like Road Dogg or X-Pac. And then next week he's like, oh, I was wanting to challenge X-Pac. Dream match. X-Pac versus Big Body Harvey. But somebody put him to the table. Oh, wait, that was me. And he's lining up his, and there's still somebody lined up at the end of all this.
I would love him to face a legend at Deadline. Yeah. Because he's like, well, they're never going to wrestle again.
Sid. Sid comes in.
So the idea of Von Wagner, like in a party movie where it's all out of control and it starts like in media res and like this crazy party and Von Wagner gets himself into some sticky situation. Scratch. Freeze frame. You're probably wondering how I got into this situation.
He's the only guy that can speak and be a freeze frame at the same time. His face just doesn't move the whole time. He's explaining the story. Von Wagner's day off.
Von Wagner, like, trying to get some beer, but he's underage, and, like, he's just so, like, a terrifying, chilling serial killer. Here's my ID. Just take whatever you want.
My name is McLovin.
The funny thing about my back is that it's located on my cock.
The next big Hollywood star from WWE is Von Wagner. Right, let's talk about some of the matches actually advertised for tonight. A big six-woman match, Hamflet, Toxic Attraction, taking all the tag team champions, Chance and Carter, and Nikita Lyons. How do you see this one playing out?
Right, what are the... None of this match doesn't matter. It's the feuds that the other wrestlers are in.
Zoe Stark.
It's
like answering a Stark's joke. This yeah.
Zoe Stark should be there to want to get to Nikita Lyons, so there's that attack. Was it Katana Chance and Kaden Carter that were suggesting, it was them last week that were suggesting that they'll drop, Toxic Attraction will drop Mandy Rose like a bad habit the second she loses the title. That's not a bad reason, I suppose, for Toxic Attraction to want to say, no, you're talking bollocks, and we'll prove that. We'll take your tag titles because we're a tag. It's not just about Mandy having a belt, it's about us getting our belts back, and that's a setup for presumably what will be a tag title match. So I'll go
Mandy
with
taking the night off on Deadline. I swear she said, "I'm just going to watch and see who wins the Iron Fire Challenge."
There was no obvious opponent set up because, like all the remaining three babyfaces, especially, are going into the Iron Survivor Challenge, and Indy Hartwell is taking no prisoners anymore, and she's going to get a spot in it as well. So,
well, she's facing Roxanne Perez tonight. Maybe they face for a spot in the Iron Survivor Challenge.
Roxanne Perez should be beating her and fighting Mandy Rose.
I agree.
At the Pape, shouldn't she? Well, at the whatever the hell Deadline is. Like that should be
mind, then.
I'll go with Toxic Attraction to win this because Zoe Stark and Nikita Lyons is the only proper feud right now. And maybe that sets up a tag title match.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
We pinned you.
Aye. And you have that at Deadline, and Toxic Attraction are trying to suggest that it's nothing to do with Mandy Rose's glory. And then when they lose and Mandy Rose comes to leave, you can start doing the what's the Toxic Attraction together or not.
And in terms of Perez versus Hartwell, Sidge, is Sam Flick got this right? Perez wins?
Are they wrestling tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. And then they'll both go into the challenge.
One final match to look forward to is Fallon Henley versus Kiana James.
That's my girl! That's my girl!
Oh, good. It's going to do the door open.
He just kicks it clean down.
I kicked it clean down. I know my Wilborn don't like no swearing on these podcasts.
Around these
and
parts.
I'm a good Southern boy. So I ain't going to do no blue.
Fallon Henley versus Kiana James. Could she lose her bar?
I hope not. A lot of drinks and brewskis in there. Here's my buddy. What's his name again? Where Jansen. I like Jansen.
I'm intrigued by this storyline as much as I'm intrigued by Duke Hudson and Chase Yu, which I think is one of the best things going on in NXT right
now. Oh, a fancy university. I don't need that.
College boy.
College boy.
But,
Dovetailing stories here, isn't it? Are Duke Hudson and...
Don't say dovetailing.
Kiana James working together. Is the bar a red herring? And is it, in fact, are they after the red jumper? University. And of the two of them, as she sent Duke Hudson, because she was just rejected out of hand from being able to buy Chase University, as she sent Duke Hudson in there
real
as a...
Real estate guy now as well.
Yeah, as a ringer. Well, that's what she is. That's what her business is, apparently, just acquiring properties.
Uh-huh.
As she sent Duke Hudson in there to bring it down from the inside, to devalue it so that she can buy it for 10 cents on a dollar.
There she is, a Jezebel. Look at my boy's dick up like that. He ain't going to concentrate on no in-ring action because he's trying to get action out the ass.
She's trying
in the ass, out the ass.
in a rally.
He's obsessed with asset, boy.
And she's trying to shag away to them. Guess both.
Guess a barrel.
So Keanu James wins tonight.
Who should fight?
Fallon Henley. Yes. Feels like a good justification for it all. Anyway, what's his name? Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Briggs.
Josh Briggs.
Nick Briggs!
thanks for popping in. The door. Can you just get the door for us, by the way?
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, Briggs.
Yeah! Hi, Staxi. All right.
You're all right, Staxi. That bloody Piccadilly Circus in here, isn't it? Honestly, imagine if you're one of the people who just sits there and, you're making some good points on the Dynamite preview and review. It's really good for the wrestling analysis. You're missing out.
What goes wrong with them on a Tuesday?
Bad news, guys.
What's up, Starks?
I can't go on the podcast tomorrow. The Jets goddamn broken. I got to hitchhike back to NXT for the night.
Would it not make more sense to wait for the Jet to get fixed here, stop at someone's house overnight?
You probably shouldn't have come on this podcast in hindsight if you're working tonight.
Good point, guys. It looks like you. And in a side note, I'm going to need Wilborn's help with the Jet. So he's not going to be on the podcast tomorrow either, but he'll be free in the afternoon to preview AEW Dynamite.
Is that Wilborn?
Yeah, that's the case, yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to break you guys' hearts.
Are you like an engineer?
Yeah, what skill set have you got?
It's mainly just the tool belt he needs from me, to be honest, but it's kind of
what narrative have we established that you carry around a tool belt?
No,
on
not,
video or audio or otherwise?
It's a family heirloom, so I just want to keep an eye on it, basically.
What a story? You're building a lot of stuff in out of nowhere, like an NXT character that we're expected to have just known all along.
Yeah, I'm the tool belt guy.
This is your thing. Handyman.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember old Danny Wilborn. Loved his tool belt.
Anyway, you gotta wrap this thing up because people got trains to catch and planes to fix and all that bollocks. I overheard and I bumped into, what's his goddamn name, Briggs?
Josh Briggs.
Josh Briggs, yeah, I bumped into him on the way past and said, good luck to Fallon Henley in a match tonight against Keanu James and all the stuff surrounding her, boy. And then that got me thinking, you know, about a few jokes I can tell you about boys and booze and all that bollocks. So, Sidge, first joke.
Are there three jokes?
Three jokes. First joke. Sidge, what does a skeleton order?
What skeleton?
Whatever you Brits want to call it. What does a skeleton skeleton order at a bar?
Bones. What are we doing there? Skull.
Skinful.
Oh, that's really good. Yes.
Do you go like a skinful of ale or something?
Yeah. A skinful of ale.
Nope. They order a beer and a mop.
Jesus.
Joke number two.
Any joke books amongst those family heirlooms? You could borrow off Wilborn, maybe.
Oh, bloody hell, that's not very good, that one.
Borrow off him.
You know me, I love my booze. I love the, I call it a guy PA because I love him so goddamn much. But Amblet, what is my definition of a balanced diet?
Beer in one hand, drink in each hand.
A beer in each hand, correcto mundo. I believe there is a sound effect for that, actually. 1 second.
Yay!
Hey, I love this goddamn thing.
I feel like there's one more sound effect, actually.
Oh, what are you playing with there?
Suck it!
Green one on there.
Yeah.
Bingo!
There we go.
Okay, final joke for you, then I got to go fix the Jet and then get back for NXT. Oh, no, I'm not fixing the Jet.
You're hitchhiking today.
I'm hitchhiking back. God damn, this is complicated.
You're hitchhiking back with Wilborn, because he's got to go as well. Who's going to finish this podcast?
You guys can wrap it all up. I've got a nosebleed, I think, from thinking too hard. Okay. final joke there and gets the goat. Oh, what do you get when you mix alcohol and literature? Huh? What do you get when you mix alcohol and literature?
Book.
Book. English.
Novel. Alcohol and literature.
Can't be alcohol because he's used it in a... Like, that would be terrible crafting of a joke if you use it.
Yes, yeah, so that's what a synonym or a type of alcohol. Wine. Booze.
Yeah.
He's sometimes wrong footy on the third joke. That's the formula. But it's actually a good punchline, and then he can brag about it and throw the chair down.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
What do you get when you mix alcohol and literature? Tequila Mockingbird! It's the way I f***ing tell him! Let's go, Wilborn! We got a goddamn plane to fix and a train to catch up some goddamn bullshit.
Bye, Wilborn. Bye, Stacks. Right, well, thank you all very much for joining us on the NXT preview. All doing well. We will be back tomorrow with the review of the show itself, which, just to hazard a guess at things, will probably be a little bit different to how we've just unpacked it all. But yeah, we also reviewed Raw today.
We did.
Check that out. Again, back tomorrow for the NXT review and the AEW Dynamite preview, all going well. So please check that out. And just again, thank you so much for dedicating a part of your day to indulge us on all of this. And, you know, if you want to get involved in the community, we love our long-time listeners and our dedicated fan community on Twitter. You can let us know your thoughts on tonight's show on Twitter underneath the link to this podcast at WhatCultureWWE. Whilst you're there, you can follow Michael Hamflett at...
Michael Hamflett.
Yeah, you can follow the erstwhile Adam Wilborn at Adam Wilborn. You can follow me at M Citric. Once again, you can follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And until the next time, we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.